Welcome to 30 Minutes of VOA Learning English, the voice of America's information service for people learning English. Join us now for the Agriculture Report and Science in the News, coming up after As It Is.
Hello, and welcome once again to the program that helps you learn and improve your American English. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. Today, we have something serious to talk about, and then something fun. First, we will hear about what Iran has done about its nuclear program. And then, we will hear how rap music is being used to report the news. You heard right. What is the world coming to? Listen to our program, print the words we say, and then save the audio as a podcast. That way you can practice American English anytime you want. Now, let's get started. Here is part one. The UN Atomic Energy Agency says Iran has converted or changed its enriched uranium into a less dangerous form that is more difficult to use for nuclear weapons. The action is part of a deal reached with Western powers on Iran's nuclear program last year. As we hear from Mario Ritter, economic restrictions or sanctions on Iran were reduced, although they were not canceled.
Enriched uranium can be used to make nuclear weapons. Iran has said that it is not trying to make nuclear bombs. It has said its nuclear program is for civilian use. The IAEA report comes after Iran and Western powers agreed to wait until as late as November to reach a long-term agreement on the future of Iran's nuclear program. Mark Fitzpatrick is the director of the Non-Proliferation and Disarmament Program at the International Institute for Strategic Studies. He says it will be difficult to reach an agreement by then.
They were able to agree to cap the sanctions, to cap the enrichment program, but Iran would not agree to roll it back, to make any reductions, and that was the sticking point.
Catherine Ashton is the European Union foreign minister. She says there is much to be negotiated before an agreement can be reached.
While we've made tangible progress on some of the issues and have worked together on a text for a joint comprehensive plan of action, there are still significant gaps on some core issues which will require more time and effort.
Ms. Ashton will leave her position before the end of the year. This could hurt future negotiations. Mr. Fitzpatrick is not sure that an agreement can be reached in the next 4 months.
But in the meantime, Iran's program is capped. They're not going to get any closer to being able to develop a weapon. And of course, they say that's not the purpose anyway. So diplomacy has been working. The program has been capped. We don't have a solution. We're not likely to have a solution. In 4 months, maybe we have to reassess and cap and extend it again.
The United States will remove controls on $2.8 billion of Iranian property because of Iran's decision to convert its enriched uranium. But sanctions against Iran will remain. Western powers and Iran have not yet decided when or where the next talks will take place. However, they say the talks will happen in the next few weeks. I'm Mario Ritter.
The Vietnamese media industry is changing, partly because of growing competition from the internet. One website has come up with a way to reach out to young people. As we hear from Jonathan Evans, the website uses rap music to report the news.
World Cup đã kết thúc. Chúng ta đã có một mùa giải đầy cảm xúc. Và đó là lý do tôi đọc chiếm trường quay hôm nay, vì tình yêu bóng đá đang thất lễ cao thỏ lần này.
That was the rap version of a report about the end of football's World Cup in Brazil. To date, there have been nearly 20 editions of Rap News Plus. Most of the programs include stories covered in Vietnam's traditional media. Rap News Plus is published mainly on video sharing websites like YouTube. Some videos have been watched over 500,000 times. Lê Quốc Minh works for Vietnam Plus. He says he wanted to find a way to make news appealing to people between the ages of 13 and 25. He says that age group has lost interest in traditional news.
We need to bring them something new, something interesting, something funny. But the way we select topics and the way we present it, it's serious enough. Mm-hmm. So I bring the seriousness to the young people using their own language, using their own taste, their own music. And that's my concept.
One of the rap reports was published after China set up an oil rig in waters claimed by Vietnam. The incident led to increased tensions between the countries. 25-year-old Vo Viet Phung is one of the three rappers heard on the report. He says he uploaded the chorus of the report to the online music sharing platform SoundCloud. He says people started downloading it for use as a ringtone on their wireless devices. Rapping the news is not a new idea, but it is surprising in Vietnam because Vietnam Plus operates under the official Vietnam News Agency, VNA. The organization is known for its conservative way of thinking about news.
Many others really surprised when Vietnam Plus have such a project, because we belong to something really, really conservative, really, how to say, very mainstream. We do not come from a company or something entertaining, but we produce something really entertaining and informative at the same time.
David Brown is a former United States diplomat and an expert on Vietnam. He says most Vietnamese newspapers depend on some kind of government support. But he adds that many profit-making publications are more likely to push the limits of the law.
In general, as you would expect of any publications which are essentially profit-making, they're looking at ways to cater to the things their audiences want to read. And they are interesting, even if there are no-go areas, such as, shall we say, a profound discussion of the relations between the Vietnamese and Chinese Communist parties or something like that.
Right now, Rap News Plus does not make a profit. Lê Quốc Minh and his team pay for everything when making the videos. However, the rappers do not get paid. Mr. Minh says his main goal is to keep the reports truthful. He adds that businesses can support Rap News Plus, but the reports will not talk about any product names.
At least we have to respect our listener. We're talking about the news, not the brands. Even if they bring us the money, but we cannot accept this kind of money.
The Rap News Plus design is a groundbreaking step for the Vietnamese media. The news provider now faces the test of keeping the content new and fresh for a younger audience. I'm Jonathan Evans.
Chào các bạn, tình hình biển Đông vẫn chưa thể nào hạ nhiệt. Về phía Việt Nam, kiểm ngư và cảnh sát biển vẫn bám trụ quyết liệt. Mặc Trung Quốc vẫn tỏ ra ngang ngược kèm hùng hách và hung hăng. Số tàu bỏ kè hành động phạm pháp cứ mỗi ngày lại một tăng. Có những lúc 2 đến 4 tàu vây quanh cản tàu ta. Ta kiên trì.
Chào các bạn, tình hình biển đâu vẫn chưa thể nào hạ nhiệt. Về phía Việt Nam, kiểm ngư và cảnh sát biển vẫn bám trụ quyết liệt, mà Trung Quốc vẫn tỏ ra ngang ngược kèm hùng hách và hung hăng. Số tàu bỏ kè hành động phạm pháp cứ mỗi ngày lại một tăng. Có những lúc hai đến bốn tàu vây quanh cản tàu ta, ta kiên trì tuyên truyền.
And I'm Jim Tedder in Washington, and it looks to me like our show is done. But come back tomorrow, and we'll do it again. With the Voice of America, you're sure to win.
The Agriculture Report is next, followed by Science in the News. You can read and listen to our programs and download MP3s at learningenglish.voanews.com. You can learn with us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at VOA Learning English.
From VOA Learning English, this is the Agriculture Report. When a grain becomes popular worldwide, there are two main effects. Farmers who grow the grain earn more in profits, and people who use it for food pay more. Quinoa, a grain native to South America, has become popular in many areas in recent years. In fact, the United Nations General Assembly approved a declaration making 2013 the International Year of the Quinoa. Quinoa is a traditional food crop in the Andes Mountains. The plant grows in an area near Lake Titicaca, along the border of Peru and Bolivia. Historical evidence shows that local people were growing quinoa as far back as 5,000 to 7,000 years ago. During this period, they used both the seeds and leaves of this wild plant. There are many kinds of quinoa. The plant can be grown in different climates, and it does not require a lot of water. Both the seeds and leaves can be used as food. The seed is the most commonly used part. Quinoa can be ground into flour or cooked whole. It is used in cereals, drinks, and fresh salads. It can also be mixed with vegetables or beans for a full meal. The leaves and stems can also be used for medicinal purposes. Some people use them to reduce pain, heal wounds, and even keep insects away. Quinoa is full of amino acids and minerals. Amino acids are organic compounds that form protein. The body needs them to help break down food and to grow and repair tissue. The UN Food and Agriculture Organization believes that quinoa can be used to fight hunger and feed a growing world population. The reason is the high value of protein provided by quinoa. The crop has also become popular among those seeking healthier ways to eat. The center of the seed contains up to 45% protein. Quinoa is currently grown in more than 70 countries. Peru and Bolivia together produce 92% of the crop. The rest comes mainly from the United States, Ecuador, Canada, and Argentina. Starting about 10 years ago, the popularity of quinoa caused its price to rise quickly. Many Bolivian farmers have gained from this increase by earning more. They have been able to buy vehicles and other goods with the increased profits. However, other Bolivians have had to give up their main food because it costs too much. Instead, they are buying and cooking with other foods that are not as rich in healthy minerals and proteins. And that's the Agriculture Report from VOA Learning English. You can find more agriculture stories at our website, learningenglish.voanews.com. You can also leave comments at our website or email them to us at learningenglish@voanews.com. I'm Christopher Cruz.
From VOA Learning English, this is Science in the News. I'm Anna Mateo.
And I'm Christopher Cruz. Today on the program, we report on new research that shows how our DNA can be used to show where in the world our ancestors lived. We report on the creation of a new element. And we tell about a man who uses Hollywood films to teach children about science.
Would you like to know where your ancestors came from? British and American scientists may have found answers for you. They have developed a new algorithm to study deoxyribonucleic acid, also known as DNA, the building blocks of life.
The algorithm is a step-by-step operation for solving problems. It is called geographic population structure, or GPS. The report was prepared by researchers from the University of Sheffield in England and the University of Southern California. It was published in the journal Nature Communications.
The researchers say GPS can find a village or tribe where genes became mixed as far back as 1,000 years ago during population movements or invasions. At such times, people from groups that were separated earlier came together and had children.
The British and American scientists tested their algorithm by studying genetic information from 200 individuals. The people were from 10 villages on the Italian island of Sardinia. GPS correctly placed 25% of the people directly in their villages. Most of the other individuals were placed within 50 kilometers of their villages. A test involving more than 20 islands in the Pacific Ocean produced similar results. In all, 98% of the information proved correct.
The scientists say the new method may be important not only for learning about ancestors, but also for health reasons. They say that knowing one's genetic code may show what conditions and sicknesses may be likely to affect a person.
But valuable as it may prove to be, there are more traditional ways that people can learn about their ancestry. Some families pass information about family history to the next generation. In turn, those children pass the information on to their children. And some people have their DNA studied through what is called biogeographical sequencing. This method places people correctly within about 700 kilometers in Europe. But the rate of success is much lower in other parts of the world.
An international team of researchers recently reported creation of a new element that is 40% heavier than lead. The researchers successfully developed what they are calling element number 117 at a laboratory in Germany. It is identified by that number because its nucleus contains that same number of particles called protons. Element number 117 has a temporary name, ununceptium.
If you remember your chemistry classes in school, You will recall that about 90 elements in the periodic table are found in nature, but others that were created in laboratories appear only in very small amounts. The periodic table lines up, or organizes, chemical elements in order of atomic number. The elements made in laboratories, such as 117, are extremely unstable. They last only minutes before breaking down into long-lasting elements.
Creation of new elements helps scientists better understand the chemistry and physics of atoms. But such production may also lead to the discovery of new technologies.
Russian and other scientists had reported the creation of element 117 in 2010. But the group that confirms new elements requires at least two successful independent experiments to confirm their existence. That group, the International Union of Pure and Applied Chemistry, will give the element a permanent name. A report on the new element appears in the journal Physical Review Letters.
Sometimes Steve Wolf gets blown up or is set on fire, but he claims his job is not really dangerous at all. He works as a stuntman and a special effects expert for movies and television. He says his breathtaking activities result from science, and he likes to share that science with school children.
Mr. Wolf recently visited an elementary school in Manassas, Virginia. He told the students that stunts and special effects, the tricks we see in movies, look terrifying, but are under control.
Movie fire. Movie fire takes direction, so it'll do exactly what we need on the movie set.
He told the school children that the stunts and special effects result from physics and chemistry, not magic.
3, 2, 1, Action Gorilla!
Steve Wolf showed the students how an explosion is created in a movie. He says he loves their reactions.
When kids watch something and it makes a connection and they go, oh wow, that was really cool.
In addition to performing stunts, Steve Wolf has planned special effects for television shows. He has had jobs like that for 25 years. But he says only rarely has he been in danger.
That takes place, you know, in 10 or 15 seconds. That's what you're seeing is 3 or 4 weeks of filming. And we film it in little bits, and then we edit it together. So in many cases, the stunt that you're seeing never actually happened.
The stuntman and his team use fuel, oxygen, heat, and chemical reactions. He asks the children what that makes and gets the answer, fire.
Steve Wolf says he became involved in science education 20 years ago. At that time, he learned that the United States was not rated among the top 20 nations in science education. That did not seem right to him. He remembered that when he was very young, he watched an American astronaut walk on the moon. So Mr. Wolf decided to establish a program for students. It is called Science in the Movies. Over 20 years, he has performed more than 4,000 demonstrations at schools and science events around the world.
we are able to show kids over 100 science concepts that they need to know.
Kids like Ava Redondo and Mason Sims get involved.
I want to become a scientist. It was really good. I love that the explosion.
I was actually had my mindset on being a basketball player, but I think the special effects thing could be fun.
Steve Wolf says when children get deeply involved in learning, they teach themselves.
This Science in the News was written in special English by Geraldine Watson from stories by VOA reporters Steve Herman in Bangkok and Joe DiCapua and George Pudich in Washington. It was edited by George Grow and produced by Christopher Cruz. I'm Anna Mateo.
And I'm Christopher Cruz. Join us next week at this time for more news about science on The Voice of America.